Hello, welcome to Tiblo Radio. I'm your host, Justin Kaufman. I've been grooming the Facebook Lobit page, Lobit Net Labels. It's a good way to keep updated with lots of new music and lots of new Lobit artists coming out. So I collected heaps of stuff off of the Facebook page, and I'm about to get started right away. So if you take a look at the Facebook page, you'll see one artist who frequently puts songs up there every day. Heaps of songs get put up. His name is Jukka-Pekka Gevinen. I don't know if I said that right, but his band is called Boylit, and this is a song from him called Among Coda. Alright, this next track is from Topi Retta with his song Into the Flower Power. I found this on the Facebook page again, so if you're on there, be sure to put some songs up. Yeah. Okay, that was Topi Redda with Into the Flower Power. Now we have a really cool artist who likes to do some ambient drone kind of music. His name's Bash Nova, and this is his song Bit and Bug. So enjoy. Sweet dreams. Thank you. got goosebumps listening to that track. Alright, fuck. Now we've got, Army of 2600. And the song is called Zaxxion Theory. Now what I like about this next artist is he specializes in 8-bit music. And I kind of like that sound and I want to share that with you. Yeah. Alright, my next artist is Obsolete Broadcast System with their song Natungu. It's on Top of the Flops. Enjoy. Peace. Yummy, 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 I get pills in my tummy. Anonymous with their track Mutation Free Track 10, or M-Free Track 10. Coming next with their song Citrus. I got it off the Serena Lobit compilation. Great thing to have in your discography. Alright, this next one, I've seen this band live in Adelaide. They come from Japan. They're called Tugoro no Miko. Not sure if I pronounced that right. But yeah, this is on the Sirona Low Bit compilation. So hope you enjoy. Thank you. Alright, now I'm going to play a track from Pogum with Ice Licking Girls. You're going to love this. Now it's time for Rainbow Valley with his song Loonstar or Loonster.
Thank you. Okay, Justin has asked Mrs. Lobipussyass to interview him.
Okay, Mrs. Lobipussyass, you tell me. What's the deal here?
What was your first Lobit record?
Very good question, Mrs. Pussyass. My very first Lobit record was the Sirena Records Lobit compilation. And, my god, it's fucking one of the best ones out there.
How did you get into the Lobit scene?
Well, mainly net labels introduced me to Lobit music and the scene because, like, I found lots of free music through net labels and I was glad I didn't have to pay for it, and it just really opens your mind and you get to find so many great things on net labels if you go for the right ones. And, you know, the ones that, like Sirena Records, started it all for me, and they pretty much have friendly net labels on their webpage, and some of them are Lobit net labels, and yeah, and the Lobit music just has that sound, like it's just like, it's like listening to an AM radio or something. It's really good and I love that sound, and it doesn't take fucking 2 hours to download something. It only takes like 30 seconds. So the Lobit scene's really, really, hopefully it's going somewhere, like for me, and it's going somewhere for all these other Lobit listeners and musicians out there. So it's a scene that I'm really glad I got into. I don't think I would have imagined it years ago, but I'm glad I did. Alright, okay, pussy ass, next question.
Okay, Justin, you speak of Sirona Records very highly. Have you got a Lobit release with them?
Yeah, I got a release, a release with them. It's called Unsung, and it's on Sirona Records somewhere. I can't remember the number, the release date. But yeah, that album was all Lobit, and got a bit of criticism from it. Some people didn't like the fact that I put it in Lobit, so it lost some of its texture, lost some of its, you know, qualities, but I still love it in Lobit. Even some tracks, one track from that was released on Tiblo Radio, Attack Ships on Fire, I think, when Pollux was hosting the show again. So yeah, I'm very thankful for that guy. He's really the cream of the crop, and he has so many releases, and he's a fucking legend.
When did you first start making Lobit music?
Well, that all stems back to Sirona Records again, when I was talking to the creator of Sirona Records, and he was asking if I wanted to enter a comp, and I thought he meant a competition, but no, he meant a compilation. And I was like, alright, cool. And he's like, one condition, it's Lobit. And I'm like, what the fuck's Lobit? Well, you know, like, I didn't know at the time that Lobit was what it was, you know. I listened to music that was either high definition or like something like that, or like stereo, like not mono. And you know, I found out how to make Lobit music, and just it was easier to download, and to it wouldn't take so long to make music. It would save a lot quicker and download a lot quicker. Oh, fuck this.
No, that's okay, Justin. Don't worry, you're in the right hands.
Yeah, I kind of trailed off there, Mrs. Lobit Pussyass. Didn't know what was going on about there for a second. See, I'm still kind of new to this Lobit scene, and my first Lobit album was called Sick Clean. And yeah, released that in 2011 on Frost Productions, which was shut down by the fucking Russian government. But you can still download my album on archive.org.
Please tell us how Frost Productions was cut down.
Well, that's a complete story on its own. You'd have to talk to Moonsugar about that. He's an artist who was on Serona Records. And his Frost Productions was closed down or shut down by the Russian government because it was too dark or too evil or something, too satanic, you know, and his music didn't even have lyrics really. So I don't know what the whole story is, but you might have to ask Moonsugar. Fuck if I know.
Okay, Justin Kaufman, how would you like to fuck Mrs. Pussy Ass with a song?
Okay, Mrs. Logan Pussy Ass, I take the muck hole, I take the fuck hole. This song's called Succumb to the Numb, and it was unreleased, so I'm gonna put it on this fucking... I'm gonna put it up here, Mrs. Logan Pussy Ass. I'm gonna put it in there.